patient's first name is Yonathan. Last name Salazar-Duarte. History of present illness. Patient presents as a happy child with mother in room for history. States that 2 days ago, or I'm sorry, 1 day ago, patient started vomiting, has not traveled, has not ate anything different than the rest of the family, and nobody else has reported sick. She did take him to the emergency room last night where they gave him dissolving Zofran and was discharged, stable condition. However, once home, the child continued to vomit. She brings the child in today who's been playing normally but has not been willing to eat for fear of vomit. Next paragraph, medical history. Non-contributory. Next paragraph, surgical history, right elbow. Next paragraph, allergies, no known drug allergies. Next paragraph, social history, no reports of secondhand smoke exposure. Next paragraph, physical exam. My child is awake and alert. No acute distress noted. EENT exam is within normal limits. Neck is supple with no thyroid enlargement. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Cardiovascular system's regular rate and rhythm. Abdomen is soft and non-tender. No rebounding, no guarding, no tenderness. Skin is without rash and lesions. Extremities are full range of motion with no limitations and no tenderness. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment, nausea, vomiting. Plan, due to the child being seen in the emergency room last night, it's inappropriate to follow up at a lower level care. Advise mother that she needs to go back to a different emergency room where they can do further testing, preferably advanced imaging to find out what is causing the child to vomit. Even though the child has been on Zofran, mother agreed with plan. Patient was discharged in stable conditions to her.